Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
More than a million customers across Northern California are set to lose power this weekend amid dangerous wind conditions. Every county in the Bay Area except San Francisco is going to be affected.
A new wildfire breaks out in Napa County. Fire crews race to contain the flames before powerful winds roll in tomorrow.
Plus, it's vote early day. There's just 10 days left before the elections, and record numbers of voters have already cast their ballot. How to make sure your vote is counted before the rush.
Good morning. It's Saturday, October 24th. I'm Emily Turner.
And I'm Devin Feely. First this morning, a red flag warning issued for the entire Bay Area beginning tomorrow, which means that PG&E says it will cut power to more than a million customers this weekend, including nearly 150,000 here in the Bay Area. Huge portions of Napa, Sonoma, and Marin counties are impacted in the North Bay. Much of the higher elevations in the East Bay are also impacted, along with thousands of customers in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Some people are already gearing up.
I'm packed. I have my camping gear in my husband's truck. We have the pets. We have our crates ready. We just get ready. I choose to live in Sonoma County, so I pack.
Now let's go straight to meteorologist Darren Peck with the latest on the weather and how bad does it actually look.
Well, all right, Emily, we're going to go in order. First thing about today is no issues for Saturday. And since we've got that in front of us first, that's the first item in my headline. Saturday is a great day. The wind picks up Sunday evening. And this one's going to be different because it's going to be windy in your neighborhood. All of the red flag warnings we've talked about for the last 6 weeks, you haven't even felt where you live. This one actually is bringing out a wind advisory for the entire Bay Area. I want to talk to you about the difference and what that means coming up in a bit. The significant fire weather concerns go along with this Sunday night, specifically Sunday evening from like 7 o'clock at night until midnight. That's when the worst of the winds are going to come through. Meanwhile, there's nothing going on out there now. Got temperatures in the low to mid 50s, except for Santa Rosa, where it's 48. That's a quick snapshot of today. These numbers are actually right on the mark for average. This is a very typical and normal day for mid to late October. It's nice to see that, considering what much of this early fall has looked like. All right, this is the wind advisory. Everywhere in the map in light blue. And that includes you. No matter where you live in the Bay Area, you are included in this. It starts Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, goes till Monday morning, and we could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour. So these are the kinds of winds that could break tree branches or maybe even topple trees that have been stressed from the drought. This is a wind concern where we all live, and that's issue number one. But of course, issue number two and the bigger concern is this one. That's the red flag warning. And this one starts Sunday at 11 in the morning. And goes through Tuesday. Much more on that coming up in the complete forecast in a few minutes, guys. Back over to you.
Thanks, Darren. Now, overnight, fire crews got a handle on a wildfire happening in Napa County. The fire east of St. Helena scorched more than 50 acres near Lower Chiles Valley Road. And then you can download our KPIX 5 News app to stay up to date all of this, track the weather conditions, and watch newscasts, as well as get breaking news alerts.
Many South Bay neighborhoods, which don't usually face the threat of extreme fire danger, are buckling up today. Tomorrow's wind event is expected to bring winds that we just haven't seen this year. Some residents have already received a text alert from PG&E about power shutoffs. The dry landscape and low humidity in combination with the wind are creating major fire risks. Cal Fire says it plans to bring more crews on duty and more equipment. They're telling residents to prepare for the worst.
Residents with even miles from wildland areas really need to be on high alert this weekend because embers can travel oftentimes a mile past the head of the fire.
CAL FIRE says that everyone should have an alternate evacuation route in mind in case trees or power poles fall onto the road. The strongest winds are expected to occur in the overnight hours. It's the reason why fire officials are stressing the importance of being prepared ahead of time. And we've got a survival guide to help you prepare for the potential power shutoffs on our website. Head to KPIX.com.
Happening today, it is Vote Early Day, a national push for Americans to learn about early voting options. Now, in honor of the day, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla will be joined by Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger for a Facebook Live discussion on safe and secure voting. That's happening today at 10 o'clock. And coming up later, we'll have the places that you can go around the Bay Area to vote early. With just about a week or just over a week to go, both presidential candidates are making their final case to voters. President Trump is fighting for the senior vote in Florida in his 15th visit to the Sunshine State this year, while Joe Biden continues to slam the president's pandemic response. CBS News correspondent Deborah Alfarone reports from the White House.
President Trump led a Friday night rally in Pensacola, Florida, a crucial state in his bid for re-election.
If you want your children to grow up in a free nation where they can speak their minds, practice their religion, and live by their values, then you must defeat sleepy Joe Biden and the radical left.
The president made his fourth visit in the past month to the Sunshine State, the day after his Nashville debate with Democratic nominee Joe Biden. And polls show the race in Florida now appears to be a toss-up. In the afternoon, the president railed against Biden while seeking the votes of seniors at the Village's retirement community.
You know, he leaves his house this morning, gets up, and I'm going to talk about it. All he talks about is COVID, COVID, COVID. Because they want to scare people, and we've done so well with it.
In his home state of Delaware, the former vice president delivered remarks on President Trump's COVID response.
It was as if he decided to go on offense for the virus, holding rallies with no masks. He just wants us to grow numb and resign to the horrors of this death toll and the pain it's causing so many Americans.
And singer Lizzo campaigned for the Biden-Harris ticket in the Detroit area.
Former President Barack Obama plans to visit Miami, Florida Saturday to rally support for his former VP.
The Trump campaign is seizing on debate comments Biden made about the oil industry.
Our transition from the oil industry, yes.
Turning the moment into an ad in Pennsylvania, an oil-producing swing state. Biden clarified he wants to end federal subsidies, not the oil industry itself. Deborah Alfarone, CBS News, The White House.
And the early voting numbers are in this morning. The U.S. Elections Project reports 50 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than a third of Americans who voted in 2016. Here in the Bay Area, there's a big push to vote early. For starters, if you want your ballot to be tabulated in the first round of results on November 3rd, return it now. Another reason, if there are any issues with the signature on your ballot, you'll have the time to resolve it before it's too late.
Why wait? Why risk a fire? Why risk power shutdowns? People used to talk about Election Day as the big event, the big deal. Now we should talk about it as the big reveal, that we revealed the results of all the voting that's been going on for the last 4 weeks.
So don't be a procrastinator. Businesses and media companies are also behind the push, aiming to let all Americans know their options when it comes to voting. KPIX 5 is bringing you the tools you need to vote smart this election, both on the air, on our new KPIX 5 news app, and also streaming on CBSN Bay Area at kpix.com.
This morning, the U.S. has recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. According to the Johns Hopkins tracker, more than 83,000 new infections were recorded. 41 states are reporting an increase in the average number of new cases. And in the past week, 15 states have reported record hospitalizations, straining their healthcare systems. Also this morning, researchers estimate that the death toll could top 500,000 by March. But a new study from the University of Washington suggests that 100,000 lives could be saved through February if 95% of Americans wore masks. The study notes that last month, only about half of Americans reported that they always wore a mask in public.
After a surge of violence, some East Oakland residents are doing their part to take back their streets. KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano has the latest from Oakland on this grassroots effort.
Operation Ceasefire was deployed on the streets in hopes of reducing gang-related shootings and killings.
You know, I was born and raised in East Oakland. I love East Oakland, and I'm just hoping that, again, more and more people will show up and be present and let folks know that we want to see our community members thrive and survive.
Oakland has seen 80 homicides already this year compared to 58 at this time last year. Oakland police say an increase in gang activity and early release of prisoners due to COVID are part of the reasons for the increase in violent crime. Police Chief Susan Mannheimer also points to kids being left to fend for themselves.
These juveniles have no structure, no intervention, support, mentoring from those adult relationships.
So these members of Ceasefire, who come from all walks of life, want to show they are here to care and listen.
People are really struggling right now on a lot of different levels, and being able to provide a presence, a caring presence, to those who are struggling the most.
Mayor Libby Schaaf also stood alongside Ceasefire on the corner of 82nd Avenue and Bancroft.
East Oakland deserves peace on the streets.
Mayor Schaaf feels this shows how a partnership between a community-based approach and the police can have a real impact on crime.
I do believe that the defund the police conversation is about investing more in our values. In a city like Oakland, where we already have the lowest officer per crime staffing of any city in America, we must approach this conversation with that local knowledge in mind.
During a five-year period starting in 2012, Oakland saw nearly a 50% decrease in shootings, and the city says Ceasefire played a role in the decrease in crime. In Oakland, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.